Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. presidential campaign intensifies even more. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are not mincing any words as tightening poll numbers force both candidates to wrestle for momentum as the election heads into the final stretch. Clinton, speaking at a Florida rally, attempted to shift the conversation back onto Trump after spending several days chiding the FBI for its decision to revisit its investigation into her emails.
I am sick and tired of the negative, dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump. It is time for us to say no. We are not going backwards. We're going forward into a brighter future.
While Clinton continued to attack Trump on character and temperament issues, Trump instead focused his attention on the failures of President Obama's signature health care law, which will see premiums for some popular health care plans rise by more than 25% next year. Police in South Africa's capital fired rubber bullets Wednesday to disperse protesters who gathered near President Jacob Zuma's office demanding his resignation. Journalist Thuso Kamalo, reporting for VOA, says thousands of protesters from the left-wing Economic Freedom Fighters Party smashed cars and building windows as they marched toward the union buildings, South Africa's seat of government. Protest took place shortly before South Africa's anti-corruption watchdog released a report on alleged corruption in the Zuma administration. A judge ordered the release of the report Wednesday after Zuma dropped a legal bid to keep it out of the public eye. This is VOA News. Police